changes the world very well. He has no problem. I don't care what all the news pundits are saying. Jesus is still in control. Yeah, there's a lot of wars going on in the world today. There's a lot of hatred and violence. Even in our own country, people are killing each other. It's sad. It's terrible. But that's the result of sin. But Jesus is still in control. And one day he's going to take complete control. Okay, the cards in the pews. This is what I want you to do. I want you to take a card and write on that card the number one obstacle that may be in your life that is keeping you from realizing your hope in Christ. The number one obstacle. You may have several. I just want you to write one. What is that number one obstacle that's kind of defeating you, causing you not to have a good day? When you read the scriptures, you say, well, I know I'm supposed to believe what God says, but I just don't know. Or when you pray, you say, I don't know if God's hearing my prayer. What is that one obstacle that's keeping you from having that kind of hope that leads you to a place of faith that you're depending fully on Jesus Christ every day? Whatever that obstacle is, write it down. Now, perhaps you don't have an obstacle to your hope. If not, I say praise the Lord. But perhaps you know of someone who is in hopelessness. You need to write their name down. Just write their name down. You don't have to tell any details. Just write their name down. Perhaps you just have a particular prayer request. And you've been praying. You've been asking God to move in this situation. If that's the case, write down that prayer request. Just write that down. Now, during the invitation, I'm going to ask you to do something. I'm going to ask you to bring that card and put it here at the foot of the cross. You don't have to come up here to do it. You can just kind of just lay it right in here. Right here at the manger and the cross. It's all symbols of redemption. Lay it at the foot of the cross because at Calvary's cross, Jesus Christ shed his precious blood to cover all sin. Amen? And Jesus Christ shed his precious blood in order to redeem us. If you need to be redeemed from fear, if you need to be redeemed from doubt, if you need to be redeemed from whatever it is, this is the place to come at the foot of the cross. Leave it here. Go back to your seat with the confidence the Lord is sovereign, he is in control, and whatever I just gave him, he's got it. You know what to do now? Very simple. I'm going to have a prayer with you. And on this invitation, I'm going to ask you to bring your cards, whatever you've written, and give it to Jesus. Let's pray together. Father God, we thank you for your wonderful Son, Jesus Christ, the one who came and lived among us, lived a sinless life, and then went to the cross to die for us. Today, Father, I pray for each one who is contemplating coming and bringing a card, and whatever it is, it's on their heart. They've written down. And they're going to leave it here at the cross to leave it with the Lord, to leave it with you, Lord, so that you can take it and place it under the blood, so they can walk away a little bit freer. They can walk away a little bit more blessed because they're allowing you to manage that life. Thank you for the Christ child. Thank you that a baby was born to us, but also thank you for the Son that was given to us. In this, we have Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Now, Lord, we leave these things with you. The results are yours. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you stand? I'm going to get out of the way and just let you bring those cards and lay them here at the cross. In just a moment, I'm going to ask Pastor Shannon to specifically pray over these cards so that right now, before we leave here, They're prayed over, and I'm sure God's already starting to work. He's just that kind of God. Well, don't forget to come back tonight, if you can, for the Christmas Eve service at 6 o'clock. And we'll let you out by 6:30, and it'll just be a good time together. And I see Brian over here. No? Okay. I didn't know if you were on the schedule or not. Okay. And I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. Amen. Okay, Brother Shannon, you got anything?
I did want to say, just to make sure everybody understands, we have no activities or services on Wednesday. So on behalf of all the staff, all the pastors, we do wish you a Merry, Merry Christmas, a Christ-filled Christmas. And just looking at this, I'm just overwhelmed at just all the different note cards here. So let's just end our time praying over these, and we'll be dismissed this morning. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you that we can truly trust and know that you are Lord, that you are Almighty, that you are our Creator, that you're sovereign, that you're fully in control of all things. And Lord, all of this month we've been talking about the hope that we can find in Christ. And what a comfort, what a help to know, to have that hope in Jesus. And Lord, all of these cards that have been put and placed at the foot of the cross, these are things that are on people's hearts, Lord, whether they're things personally going on in their own lives or things that Lord, that they just are overwhelmed with, maybe just burdened with in someone else's life. God, we just lift these up to you in each and every circumstance. Lord, we ask your will to be done. We ask that you bring hope. We ask that you bring life to all of these circumstances, to all of these situations. Lord, I pray that each one will find truly that hope in Christ, that truly their life will be given to you. And that, Lord, maybe in many of these requests this morning, Lord, there's those that don't know you. And God, in a service this size with this many people, Lord, I know that there's probably people here right now that do not know you. Lord, I just want to pray for them. I want to pray that, God, that they will find Jesus this Christmas, that they will know and understand what that means, and that they will give their heart and their life to you. God, what better gift? There's no greater gift that we could receive than knowing you. And Lord, that's what this season is all about. So we thank you for that. And Lord, as Donnie said, we're confident that you hear our prayers and that, God, that you're working and that you're moving. And Lord, I pray that over the next day, Lord, that we'll remember again what this season is about, that this will be a Christ-filled Christmas, that, God, we want to have time to spend together. We want to have time to eat and open gifts. Lord, all of that's fun. But Lord, let us remember that the reason we celebrate, that's because God became man, lived, died, and rose again for us. How overwhelmed we should be with that fact. And so thank you, Lord, again. We love you and we praise you. And it's in Jesus' precious, precious name we pray all these things. Amen.